Here are a few samples.
Once when I was a slave, I used to dream of freedom at night. I dreamed I could give my life for freedom, and nothing would stand in my way. The words and life of Crispus Attucks.
So there's a countless number of people who aren't even in the number who have probably had it, gotten over it, and then it's that whole issue of how it spread.
Get him!
This madness went on until Red Self, a plainclothes detective, yelled,
"Get the boys out of here! I'm ready to give the signal for the police to move in!"
The agreement had been met. The boys beat and tried to kill every rider and bystander they could get their hands on. But freedom would not be moved or stopped.
When I was in the hospital, a doctor came in. He said, "Yeah, we tested you for COVID, but you don't have it. I'm sure you don't have it. It's something else. Don't worry about it." He was just going off his instincts. And it wasn't maybe an hour or two later, and this was well into the night, another doctor comes in and says, "You're positive." I'm like, wait a minute. The other guy just said he was pretty sure I wasn't positive. And he said, "No, I don't know what he was talking about, but these results, you're positive."
So he began to look white men directly in the eye. He wanted them to see his rage. He wanted them to know what was in his heart. If they truly believed that he was a beast and a beast only, he would give them the look of one. He ran into trouble quickly at Dr. Harkness's plantation for some of his supposed misdeeds. He was called onto the second floor balcony of the plantation manor to receive a whooping from the good old doctor. So up the marble steps he marched to be made an example of to the rest of the slaves on the plantation. They all waited below, some with fear in their eyes and others with genuine glee.
"About time Master set him straight, him straight, him straight."
If the nation is to recover, we the people, like an Occupy Denver, must begin to perform creative, nonviolent demonstrations that help to engender the power of the people to counterattack and to confront the powers that be that want to dominate and control all the people of this country. We, the people of America, must have a great burst of recognition that we have power, as in demonstrated in this Freedom Ride escapade of 1961.
When things hit with George Floyd, I was asked to come speak in Denver, and I was devastated. And the first thing I thought was, how do I speak at something for a man that didn't live here, that had no direct connection to any one of us? And yet no one was there for Elijah McClain, and this was in our own backyard after us.
"I see you got a uniform of the Klan hanging here."
"Uh-huh. They came to me this morning, Senator. The men who led the mobs for the planters were telling me to come over to the master class, say the Negro's my natural enemy."
"Yes."
"Well, I told them to look at the schools we're building now. The slaveholders were in power 100 years. They never built a free school for nobody, black or white. Then this voting, they say it's for white folks only. I told them I never got a chance to vote when there was slavery. And they said, think it over, and they give me this sheet for a uniform. Well, I ain't got no sheets at home, so I said, I'll take this whole idea home and I'll sleep on it." That's what sheets are for, ain't they?
People ask me, why an open casket? Beaten black body, mangled flesh. Because, America, this is how I had to say goodbye. However, Emmett's murder woke something up in black America. Montgomery, 1955, Little Rock, 1957, Greensboro, North Carolina.
Minutes of health and how this virus has really, and the pandemic has exposed more than ever, some of the inequities that we know exist in healthcare because of structural racism. We know that there are patients who've been unable to shelter at home because they have jobs that require for them to be out. I think about the folks who work at the grocery stores, for example, or people who've been doing delivery or working in restaurants, people who do care in nursing homes. people who are in first responder groups, police officers, EMS. Those are people who can't stay home. People of color are overrepresented in those professions, and so we are seeing the impact of that, I think, on the hospital side in terms of the disparities of people who've been admitted to the hospital.
For us.
Turn back. Thank you for returning to your country.
Every day, they take their inner tubes on halfway to that little island, and then they wait.
Come with me, Ongo. You have to prepare for when we cross. Remember to take a gallon of water, learn where to get in the river, where not to. Be cautious and smart, and you will get to a better life.
The life I live here isn't much different than the life I lived in Honduras. Pinches pobres. It's always at the bottom. That's all we ever are. The only difference is Maria Isabel.
Una novia.
A girlfriend and maybe a baby también.
Vas a ser papá.
Quizás. When I left, we weren't sure.
Then why go if you have people who love you?
I want to be with my mama. I want to know her.
You will. You will. You will. You will. You will. You will. You will.
Destination Freedom Black Radio Days. Heard on multiple platforms. Listen at wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe for free.